Welcome to the Cheer Bomb Podcast with Marisol and Marcus. We are strong, we are powerful, we are disciplined, we are cheerleaders.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
Welcome back to episode two.
Episode two.
Who is our guest? I want you to introduce him.
Okay. Someone that is very important to me. He is honestly the reason I'm here right now, sitting in this chair. He's my cousin, Darnell Harris. He coaches at Cheer Extreme in Kernersville and Salem.
He won some couple things, right?
Yes, he's been to Worlds. He's gotten world rings. He's
I'm sorry. Wait. Let me clarify. Rings.
Summit rings. Dallas jackets. Cheer sport jackets. And he's
an all-star.
He's an all-star. I think in one of our posts we said powerhouse. Yeah. I 100%. Stand behind that powerhouse. Absolutely.
And he's your cousin.
He's my cousin. Yes. Yay.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm so excited.
Did you get any feedback on the first episode?
Oh my goodness. Like all the positive feedback. And, I don't know. It was exciting. And you guys know, Marisol, you know how nervous I was about this whole thing. So, to get everyone's support and just positive feedback and energy, like it made me feel so awesome. So thank you guys.
I had some non-cheerleader podcasting experts listen in, and you're a natural. Stop. No, it's good. And the numbers, the downloads for first episode were out. I mean, not even for first episode, period. Were amazing.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Kennedy Thames as a first guest was perfection. She'll always hold a special place for me because
she was so nice, so awesome.
And she came on, she answered great questions.
And so humble.
Oh, the girls loved her. They loved her. So, and an excellent role model.
Absolutely.
Which is a nice transition into our little topic about judgment.
Yes.
So I introduced her last week as a Kardashian famous. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a generational divide about the Kardashians.
In the most nicest way possible.
That's how I meant it. But, this is a podcast for parents and the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. I think the parents might have been a little put off by that comparison.
So again, we would like to say in the nicest way possible.
Yes. Look, here's the thing. I understand why any mother would not be a fan of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. You would never want your daughter to start her career the way Kim Kardashian started her career. Absolutely. Lola? Never.
Ever.
Ever. So a few years ago, I hadn't watched the Kardashians. I knew of them as a phenomenon, was kind of judgy. I judged mm-hmm. them. Not particularly a fan in it anyway. Then my daughter was on a trip to England and she was playing the Kardashian game. She wasn't with me. She was with her father and her siblings. And I got a $200 in-app purchase bill.
$200.
She's grateful she was in England.
Victoria, what are you doing?
So I, I collected my brain and my cells and put myself back together. I did decide that I should watch the Kardashians. So I sat down and binge watched the Kardashians. I went to the beginning and I became a fan. What I saw was a family that is super close, not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. They're close and the siblings are so close and so loving towards each other that if my children were that close, I would feel I succeeded as a parent. Mm-hmm. Chris, who's accused of being a momager, which, come on, let's be honest, in the cheerleading world, that's kind of funny. But that's a topic for another day.
I can't wait for that episode.
That's episode 10. But it's, I just wanted to circle back and say, you know, when you judge someone, it says something about yourself. That's something a teacher taught me. Mm-hmm. That it's sort of like pointing your finger at someone and then through fingers pointing back at you. And I didn't understand the concept for a while. Now I do. Now I understand. Usually if I'm judging someone, it's an insecurity that I have, mm-hmm. or a fear that I have. And that's something that I would like the cheerleaders to kind of think about, chew on, and talk about with their parents. Like, what do you judge? Who do you judge? And what do you think that might say about you? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's a topic, you know, maybe the parents and the cheerleaders can talk about on the ride up to their competitions this weekend.
Let's get it.
So, yeah. So topic of judgment is something we just wanted to talk about, and definitely clarify that when we referred to Kennedy Thanes as a Kardashian, it was a compliment.
The nicest way possible.
She's a social media influencer. We had wonderful downloads when we first posted. The number of downloads when she posted about the podcast shot up so exponentially that I wanted to call like her dad and be like, hey, does she have a manager? Because you guys, it's huge. It's huge. So that's how I met. That's the reference I was making to the Kardashians. But in the end, it was a compliment, and I'm super grateful to Kennedy for coming on and making the first episode so special for us.
It was so special and so exciting. So once again, thank you, Miss Kennedy.
So the Dear Marcus and Marisol segment, I it's coming up, and this one's a doozy this week. It's a little heavy. I did want to say to the cheerleaders sending us topics, don't DM us these Dear Marisol and Marcuses, because we want to try to keep them anonymous. Mm-hmm. So send them to officialcheerbomb @gmail.com, and we will try to get them on the show and talk to you. Yeah. So you want to read this week's?
Dear Cheerbomb, I listened to your podcast. The interview with Kennedy Thanes was so cool. I can't wait for the next episode. I wanted to ask you for some advice. I've been cheering for 5 years and it's my life. Last year, my parents separated and my dad moved out. The divorce is dragging on, and now it's making cheering miserable. My mom's friends with other moms at the gym. She sits during practice and talks to her friends about my dad, the lawyer stuff, and bashes him. This weekend, he came to the competition and no one talked to him and treated him like poop. I hated this. I just want to keep my time at the gym as my time and keep the divorce out of it. Any advice? Signed, divorce drama.
Ooh, that one made That's me so deep. Sad. That made me sad.
That hurts. Oh.
And you know, what's the percentage of people that get divorced? Over 50%. I'm divorced. So this one kind of touched me a little bit. What I'm saying with the 50% is she's probably not the only one in this world of cheerleading who's experienced something like that.
Even in her gym.
Yeah, probably. So I thought it was a good topic for us to
absolutely
kind of delve on. So first thing, was it a she or he? We couldn't really tell.
I couldn't tell.
We're going to say she, for now. What was divorce drama?
Divorce drama.
So first thing, divorce drama. I just want to give you a big virtual hug, 20-second hug, and say I'm sorry that you're going through this. And I know that your parents divorcing is in itself difficult. Mm-hmm. Watching one parent kind of tear down another parent, mm-hmm. Is difficult, and then to have it done at your place of
your happy place
is like a triple whammy. So absolutely. Thank you for writing in, and I was thinking about this for a few days. I was like, well, oh my gosh, you know, what do I say? And I thought about my divorce and my divorce with the kids, or my divorce with my ex-husband and how it affected the kids. It affected the kids. Anyone who says differently,
100%.
Yeah. And I remember this. I think we were separated at the time. I don't think we had gotten divorced, but our divorce was contentious. There was court battle, custody. We owned a business. There was a lot of drama involved in my divorce as well. And I remember this moment. I was at the light. I was talking to a friend of mine who was talking about another couple that was going through a divorce. And if I remember correctly, the father in that situation had custody that, in that week of the child. And the mother was taking them to court because there was a field trip involved in those days. And she didn't want the kid to go on the field trip if it fell on her day or something. It was something to that effect. But the effect was the kid was going to get screwed out of the field trip because she was pissed off at the dad. And I remember listening to this and going into yoga and, meditating and stuff. And I'm big on mantras and repeating things over and over and, to myself. I don't walk around doing it out loud. But this mantra kind of came to me about they're the anchor. My children are the anchor. Mm-hmm. What that meant for me in the divorce was I was going to make the decisions based on them. What was best for them? Not me, not my divorce lawyer, not my ex-husband, but my kids. Use them as, the guide. And that served me well. It doesn't mean that my ex-husband and I ended up being, did you hear Gwyneth Paltrow said her ex-husband's like her brother now?
No, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it was just like this week. We're not like that, but we're civil. And I think ultimately our children both know that we love them. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
In those days when I was in the midst of this divorce, I was going to therapy. And one of the best advice my therapist gave me about the situation was to remind me that my children are part of my ex-husband. So when I insult my ex-husband, children interpret it as them being insulted. Mm-hmm. And that really hit home for me.
That hurts.
That hurts.
I can see how that hurts.
Yeah. I mean, two of my kids, Lola included, look exactly like their dad. So all that information kind of guided me to try my hardest for my kids not to live the world of contention. I try to lift up their dad and not put him down. Always be grateful for what he provides for them. My kids, unfortunately, I'm their mom, so I'm constantly like, you have to be grateful. You have to be grateful. Like, no one can do anything wrong because I'll figure out some way for them to be thankful for the situation. So, divorce drama, I would play this podcast in the car with your mom. Mm-hmm. Not say a word. Not even admit.
No.
And maybe that will affect some change for you. And to parents out there, I can see people being friends with people at the gym. I get that. Mm-hmm. But again, when you're isolating someone else, and I don't care what that father did. Let's assume the worst. Let's say the father cheated on the mother. If he didn't bring harm, specific violent harm to a child, that is the father of that child.
Yeah.
He deserves respect for that child. So parents, when you're going through a divorce, just try to remember that. Your children are not just you. They are you and your spouse. Everything that had to happen biologically to produce that child came from the both of you. So that would be my advice.
I am not a child of divorce, but my parents have been together for 29 years.
Yay!
This year.
Congratulations to them.
Congratulations. So, but I do understand my happy place, and my happy place is my gym. And I would hate any drama like that to go from home into my happy place and then back home again.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. No. And it's the kid. I don't stay at the gym. I'm lucky enough. I live 10 minutes away from the gym. So, and I know other parents have to travel to the gym and stay there or have multiple kids and for whatever reason, stay at the gym. I don't. I maybe come in at the last bit sometimes here and there, but I can see how that environment can breed an opportunity for someone to unload. But again, that's your child's place. It's mm-hmm. not yours.
Exactly.
So I would definitely consider playing this for your mom. And hopefully they can, hopefully divorce drama can heal from this. And I will say, as poopy, you know, where she used a poop emoji, as this time is, it will pass. You know, a few years from now, this will pass. So hold on to that. Keep cheering. Don't let it, you know, don't let it lose the happy place, even if you have to go to your coach.
And if you feel absolutely, I always talk to my coaches about any and everything. Yeah. So your coach is always there for you. Your teammates will always be there for you. The lady that works the front desk, she would love to listen to you. Absolutely. Yes. So please don't hold that in. Talk to somebody.
And thank you for reaching out to us. That means a lot to us.
Big hugs to you.
Divorce drama. Yeah, that made me sad. Mm-hmm. But it also, I felt good that we have this platform to help, you know, maybe.
I'm so excited she trusted us.
Yeah.
To talk about this, and she wanted this. So thank you.
Thank you. And we're proud of you.
Yes.
All right. So transitioning out of that, we have a little interview. This is a really quick one with our January model winner, Anisha. She won the January Gratitude Challenge. And she's a little bitty. And she was very, very nervous. I think she maybe says a few things, but we want to play that for you. And then we want to discuss our February Cheer Bomb Challenge that starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So I am super excited to introduce our January model winner for the Cheer Bomb 2019 calendar. It is Miss Anisha. Hi, Anisha.
Hi.
You sound so cute. We were talking before that this is your first interview.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be. You're wonderful. You're absolutely wonderful. So we picked you last week to be the winner. You did a lovely dedication to your aunt, I believe, right? Who helped you with the girly things. So your mom works out of town, and your aunt comes in to help you, right, with the cheerleading stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. And you shared some gratitude for her?
Yeah.
Well, that was wonderful. And at Cheer Mom, we are super excited to have you as our model. Did you see Instagram today with the bow?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
My daughter was a little jealous. She wanted it. But I told her that no, it was going to Miss Anisha first. Well, I just wanted to have you on the phone to say thank you. We're honored to have you. Keep up the good work, and don't forget to just be grateful in life. It's a wonderful way to live. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Isn't she adorable?
She is the cutest.
Have you seen the bows? Oh, it's right here. So, of course, you've seen it. That bow.
Oh my God, it is so the way that the light is gonna hit those rhinestones.
Yeah, we're excited for that. When
bring your shades.
Yeah, when it came in the mail, it was addressed to you first, and so Lola looks at the box. She's like with a questioning look, like, "Why is something coming for Marcus?" And she realized, and then we open it, and she's like, "I want one of these." She's not allowed to participate legally. She's legally not allowed to participate in the challenges. So we'll
and see. She is not allowed to pay you to participate for her.
So, but you know what? We'll figure something out for you, little me. But anyone else, there are 11 more opportunities to win the exclusive bow, the shirt, the photo shoot, and to be our model winner and take over our Snapchat and Instagram.
Yes. So, I'm so excited for that calendar.
So am I. Yeah.
2019 can't come fast enough.
So what, talk about the challenge. What's the challenge for February?
February. Can you guess it? I feel like you can kind of guess it. It's about love. And not just like your main squeeze or anything, like love. Someone who you deeply appreciate and just love.
We want to spread love all month long.
All month long. All year long. But specifically this month right now.
Specifically through the 20th. Deadline is the 20th. But take a picture of someone, that lady in the front office, your teammates, your coach, your teacher. There are boundless opportunities to spread love in this world. So tag us. The hashtag is #LoveCheerBomb. And tell us why you are tagging this person and what you love about them. And the more you enter, the greater chance you have to win. And we'll draw that on the 20th.
On the 20th.
So that is super exciting. And now we go into it. Yeah, it's time for your cousin.
Yes, I'm so excited. And without further ado, we have a Cheer Extreme coach, Darnell Harris. How's it going, Darnell?
Oh, it's going well. Hey, guys.
Good. Good. So Darnell's my cousin. We have been in this business for a long time. I would say a good like 15, 16 years.
Yeah. since 2000.
Since 2000. Oh my gosh, 18 years.
Can you tell them about the cartwheel? I love that story.
Oh my God, don't embarrass me.
spotting my cartwheel? My very first cartwheel? Darnell, do you remember?
No, but...
366 Broadway, spotting me on my first cartwheel, and that was the most terrifying thing ever, but you know what? Enough about me. We have some questions, and...
just take your time and answer them, and we can edit anything. So, question number one. Darnell, was retiring from cheerleading difficult, from being a cheerleader to a coach?
How was that transition?
I've been in the sport so long. I think I was ready for a little bit of a change. So transitioning to coaching kind of helped me stay within the sport without having the wear and tear on my body as I've grown up through the sport, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love passing on my knowledge to everybody else. So, you know, getting to share everything I've learned since 2000 on to, you know, other people and inspiring people. I think that's, to me, that's as rewarding as being a national champion on the mat.
That's awesome. What advice would you give to a cheerleader who would like to transition into coaching?
If you love it and you're ready to inspire and you are ready to, you know, stay within the sport, I would say go for it.
I love that.
There's nothing more rewarding than, you know, seeing your kids, you know, do well. It's kind of like the grandparent kind of thing. Like, you know, your kids do well. They share their knowledge that you taught them onto somebody else. It's just, it's awesome. So I love that.
Cool. I love that. We're using like inspire instead of coach.
Mm-hmm.
I love that phrase. Okay. All things equal in talent and ability. What would be the difference in picking one athlete over another?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Sorry. All things equal in talent and ability, what would be the difference in picking one athlete over another?
Attitude, work ethic, accountability, all these things that, things that don't take talent, listening skills, whether they can take a correction or not, all those things are vital to a team.
Absolutely.
You know, hard work can beat talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
We have some fan questions. Have you ever had a mental block, Darnell? Because we have a question from a fan about what advice you give cheerleaders with mental blocks.
I personally have never had one, but I truly can probably sympathize with how difficult and how scary that can be. Never give up. Trust yourself. I think visualization is super important. If you can see yourself doing it, that's half the battle. This sport, you know, with as difficult as it's gotten, like everybody's throwing all these, you know, ridiculous skills. Just the mental part is 70% of it.
Yes. So. There was a time I had a mental block in Raleigh, and I was going from one corner. I'm not sure if you remember this. I was going from one corner, and I was doing a pass, and like coming out of my back handspring, I just stopped, and I landed on like my shoulders and like my like upper back. And
I do remember.
You do?
Yeah.
After that, I went to do something, and everything just felt so backwards. And so I'm not sure if we want to consider that a mental block, but I know like it felt weird, and like I like my body was like, Marcus, this is different. Do not do it. Like, it was different. And I remember you and one of our friends had to like fight me out of that gym, out of the corner.
Yeah, I do remember. I went through something a little similar. I wouldn't really call it a mental block, but Shane used to spot me on a double full when I was really little. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a fantastic double full, and then as soon as he stepped away, it's like I kind of really didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, isn't I think that is so weird. That is so funky.
It's kind of like a safety blanket, but just one day I decided that I wanted it more than I was afraid of it.
And that is the 100% like big thing. You have to want it. I believe that. So,
so our next question actually came off of the interview with Kennedy Thames. She mentioned that she travels, I believe, 1 to 2 hours to her gym. And so some of the cheerleaders want to know what level of cheerleading, like what's the precursor for a parent to say, yes, I'm going to get in the car and drive you 1 to 2 hours twice a week to be a cheerleader. Ooh.
There's not really a level or a certain skill or anything. It's the dedication and the product you want to get out of it. I personally coach a couple of youth level 3 girls that drive around an hour to get to the gym. So I guess they decided that they would wanted our product, and hopefully we can deliver. So it's really just a personal decision.
It is. Favorite cheerleading moment as a cheerleader and as a coach?
Oh gosh. as an athlete, I think day one of my final competition at Worlds in 2009 with Marge Cohen, I think was one of our best routines, and it gave me the best feeling after.
I will go ahead and say that was a beautiful routine. I do remember that. I can mark it like right now if you need me to.
I still remember every count. That whole season was just fantastic. I think the age range was so wide. I think it was one of the first years they kind of capped the bottom age. Mm-hmm. So I was super senior. I was super, super senior. So I was 19.
Super duper senior.
And I was on the team. You know, Erica Engelbert and some of the other girls were barely 12 and just made the cutoff. And like everybody was kind of friends with everybody. So that last performance on especially on day one, I think that was my best feeling as a athlete. As a coach, I have several. I think I have two.
Give it up.
I used to help. It was. I feel like one of my first coaching like experiences, like by myself. I used to coach Jordan Lukens and Maddie Gibbons. They're stunt couple.
Individuals. Those are the best.
Way back in the day when those were super popular.
Yeah.
And I remember Jordan was super young. He's in college now, but he looked at me. He said, coach, what do I do? and it hit me that I was the coach. We were in warmups. He was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit nervous. And he said, I can hear him saying those words. So like, coach, what do I do? And it just, right then it hit me that I was, I'll start your coach.
You are a coach.
My second was probably, cause I coach large code four. So C4, we were at UCA 2016 and we just finished our undefeated season and we got the triple crown. And so after awards, when we knew we won and we were going to get the triple crown, I think that was one of the highlights of my cheer career as a coach.
That's awesome.
That's another situation where it was a season's worth of work going into that one singular moment.
Did you cry?
Oh, I cry. Like, I'm such a crybaby. Like, I cry over everything. Yeah, so of course I cried. Well, we won't go into detail about that, but I cry just about every competition.
Oh, that moment. I love that moment. I live for those moments. Absolutely.
One more question before we throw you over to rapid fire. What mm-hmm. advice would you give parents for elite cheerleaders? Some of us are kind of known as being crazy cheer moms. So if you could write a manual for us to not be crazy cheer moms, what advice would you give?
First and foremost, I think I would tell the parents or the mom, the dad, whoever, it kind of has to be the athlete's thing. It has to be their thing. You can't share it. So you have to, it's like my mom was so good about it being my thing. And she was sort of involved and she didn't step in too far. And she let me fight my own battles with it. Like if I was struggling with anything, it was just my thing. Number two, coaches probably are making decisions for the child's or the athlete's or the team's best interest. And sometimes it's really hard, especially, you know, everybody cares about their baby, but a lot of times it's team first, individual second. And I know that's a hard concept to grasp when you're in the moment, but sometimes decisions are made for the team and not for the individual. I would say the rides to and from practice are really vital about what your relationship is with All-Star Cheerleading. If your car ride is positive, they're gonna be positive at practice. If the car ride is negative, they're gonna be negative at practice. I think that's really helpful. So you have got to take, you know, some people have 3 hours to talk and some people have 7 minutes down the street. Try to keep that, you know, super positive. And if there's anything going on, try to, you know, sandwich it between two positive things.
That's fantastic advice. I could see that. Like, I know in the morning when we get ready for school, sometimes I feel badly if we're having a rough morning that they've headed into school with negative energy. I haven't so much done that with cheerleading, but I could see how it would totally be mm-hmm. affect them.
And there's no better words than I'm proud of you. Aww. That trumps every trophy, national championship banner, jacket, ring. There's nothing better than I'm proud of you.
Marcus, I'm proud of you.
No, I'm proud of you.
Darnell, we're both proud of you, too.
I'm beyond proud of you.
Thank you.
Darnell knows how I feel about him, so like.
Yeah, he went on for a good while in the intro for his love for you.
So. Aw, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for making time to come on. We're going to end this with some rapid-fire questions that we have.
Oh, gosh.
So just the first answer that comes to mind.
You ready?
No.
Set.
Yes. Yes.
Go. What's your favorite movie?
The Goonies.
Classic. What's your favorite color?
Teal.
TV show?
I like Black Mirror right now.
Really? I haven't gotten into that. We only have 45 seconds. Favorite food?
Mac and cheese. Or sushi.
Favorite fruit?
Kiwis.
Your favorite book?
I like Milk and Honey.
Nice. What's your favorite place to just like sit and just chill and like be quiet?
My bed, absolutely.
And what are you grateful for, Darno?
I am grateful for the people that I'm grateful for my friends and my family that let me know that they appreciate me and they know that I appreciate them.
Okay.
I thought about that today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Darnell, you have no idea how much we appreciate you talking to us today. Like,
no problem. Thank you for having me.
This is so awesome. Well, thank you so much.
So that's the episode this week. We're so excited. Thank you for downloading.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Make sure to subscribe and rate the podcast.
Yes. Like us on Facebook, Official Cheer Bomb. Like us or
follow us
on
Instagram
and Twitter.
Are we on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Official Cheer Bomb.
Are we tweeting? Because I'm not tweeting. I can't do anymore.
I got it. I got this handled.
You do have this. And Marcus, I'm so grateful for you. Marcus does not have one job. He has two jobs. He has three jobs now with Cheer Bomb. And as soon as we drop those emojis, it's an emoji keyboard. I got the final terminology. It's an emoji keyboard. That is, I believe next week
it comes
down the store. So
guys, do you know how long we've been working on this? And it's been like delay after delay and excitement and then let down and then it's coming. This is happening.
Yes. So as soon as we have those out, please purchase it so we can then, you can be full time. And thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next Friday. So
we'll see you then.
Good luck at this week's competition.
Good luck. Do not break a leg.
This is Sean, the producer. We hope you really enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like to be part of or sponsor it, please email Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb.com.
To Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.